Oh yeah,
Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right to the chart. And here right now, Bitcoin is right around $65,200. And yesterday, when I made my video yesterday, we were right around 64,000, which is this bottom yellow line here. And we pumped all the way up and everybody was more excited. We pumped up beyond 68,000. And then slowly today and overnight, we've come back down to 65,000. It's okay. Hopefully we'll come down and we'll hold 64,000 or even 62,000 as support. And then we'll just turn and go up. But we don't know. All we know is the next 18 months it's going to be insane. We're going to go very, very, very high. So let's get to the news. Here's legendary cypherpunk Adam Back. And he says, the Bitcoin ETFs are still not priced in. Yeah. Do you agree? Well, I don't know. I mean, so once the Bitcoin ETFs got approved in early January, well, within a week or two, the price came down a little bit. But then from there, it's gone up from like in the 30,000s. It went all the way up to 73,000 all-time high. And now we've come back down a little because we had to cool off. But yeah. Now, the ETFs, I'm sure, had something to do with that, but he's saying the Bitcoin ETFs are still not priced in, which means this little run we've had is just a normal run, and so the ETFs are going to continue providing more support, and the halving is coming in less than a month, too. So what do you think? All right, now let's talk about this is a wallet. This is the Cold Card and the new Cold Card Q, and this is our friend BTC Sessions. He made a video about upgrading your Cold Card. You can clone your Mark IV to the new Q. And so if you don't have a hardware wallet, the Cold Card is a really good one. I actually just recently, well, in the last few months, got a Cold Card Mark IV. And I think the Q is either a newer one or a different one, slightly different. I'm not sure. But anyway, as always, it's good to hold your own Bitcoin on your own hardware wallet. Well, really, you don't hold the Bitcoin. You hold the keys to your Bitcoin, right? The Bitcoin is always on the chain, and you store your keys in your own hardware wallet, and that means that no one can take it or move it or use it or anything, right? So anyway, and I'll link to this, and everything I talk about, I link to in the show notes. So next is Minibits. This is actually an app, and it's an eCash wallet with a focus on performance and usability. Cash is issued by Mint and backed by Bitcoin via the Cashew Protocol and Lightning Network. So yeah, and the Cashew Protocol and the Lightning Network are both layer 2 technologies that sort of sit on top of the Bitcoin base layer. And on layer 2, there's several different ones. These are two of them. And of course, this app, Minibits, incorporates them both. But there are several apps that incorporate both or multiple layer 2 protocols as well. But anyway, this is very interesting because Cashew and Lightning, I hope to talk about these layer 2s on tomorrow's Bitcoin panel. But there's sort of like competition happening with layer 2s, which is really good. People are building layer 2s and people are using them. And, you know, whichever one's better is going to grow more and become more widely adopted than the other ones. So it's very interesting what's happening on layer 2. But of course, layer 2 is for day-to-day Bitcoin usage. Like if you want to buy groceries or, you know, tip someone with Bitcoin, you do it on layer 2 because the fees are very, very low. So yeah. Now this is an episode of Citadel Dispatch I wanted to tell you about because they talk about the benefits of the Lightning Network for eCash. And a lot of other stuff, interoperability, multiple payments and partial Lightning payments, permission and trust, ETFs and scaling and layers and scams, all this stuff. So this is a good episode of Citadel Dispatch if you want to learn more about some of these layer 2s and Lightning and eCash. Now, let's talk about this. This is the part of the video where we're going to talk about the fiat system, the garbage fiat system, and how corrupt governments are. And how corrupt their money systems are. This is in India. This is Gandhi's political party, which won more than 100 million votes in the last election. They're saying all our bank accounts have been frozen. That's a quote from them. Yeah, financially deplatforming is becoming a bigger danger every day. Thank God we have a way to fight back with Bitcoin, right? So this is the tweet here from Congress, and here's the actual tweet. They say, all our bank accounts have been frozen. We cannot do our campaign work. We cannot support our workers and candidates. Our leaders cannot travel from one part of the country to the other. We're unable to put out our ads. This is being done 2 months before the election campaign. This is a criminal action against the Congress party done by the Prime Minister and Home Minister. It's being orchestrated to cripple us before the elections. Yeah, this is nasty. This is, you know, freezing bank accounts. This is going to become more and more popular with these authoritarian governments. Well, I should say, as governments around the world become more and more authoritarian, the way they're going to fight against citizens they don't like is they're just going to freeze your bank account. And what are you supposed to do? There's nothing you can do if your bank account's frozen, right? That's why I'm talking about it, because if we use Bitcoin, there's not a government in the world that can freeze your Bitcoin. Nobody can freeze it. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can take it from you. I mean, unless they steal your physical thing and your seed words. But look, Bitcoin is freedom for the people, and that's why I bring up stories like this, to show you the other side of that coin, which is when government, they're literally just going to freeze your bank accounts if they don't like you. It's happening. And Perry Ann here says, let this serve as a lesson. CBDCs could put efforts like this in overdrive. Yeah, this is freezing fiat bank accounts, which actually might take some time. Maybe it takes a day or two. I don't know. But guess what? Once we have CBDCs and the government issues central bank digital currencies and we're using it on our phone, the moment they don't like you, they just go boop, they'll press a button, and now you can't spend anything out of your wallet on your phone. You can't buy anything. You can't go grocery shopping. You can't get a plane ticket. So CBDCs are even worse. It's going to let them do this stuff way more easily, and we're in trouble if we get CBDCs. So definitely oppose CBDCs all the way. Yeah, and this is a great quote, or a great, great post from Unit of Account. He says, he or she says, the federal government views its citizens as their greatest asset to borrow against. And when the loan comes due, your freedom and property will be seized. Got Bitcoin? Yeah, think about it. This is what governments do. They just print money and steal from you and take and suck the value out of your hard labor and your savings, and they use it. And then when everybody runs out of money, who ends up paying the bill? You do, again. It's insane. That's why here Walker says, Bitcoin is the exit. Bitcoin is the exit. And there's the picture. That's pretty good. That looks like AI art to me, but that's a nice one for sure. And now I really just want to mention this, Climate the Movie, The Cold Truth. I believe it's a new documentary on the climate change hoax, the climate change scam that, and by the way, if you're not familiar with it, if you still think climate change is real, it's not. And it's these authoritarians that are trying to subject us all and enslave us all to the world that they envision. They're using the climate hoax as a means to do that. So there's going to be climate tax, and they're going to tell you, oh, you can't do that, or you can't do this or that because it's bad for the climate. It has nothing to do with the climate. There's no evidence or proof of any climate change or damage or anything. I mean, maybe the climate's changing, but that's natural. Anyway, the point is climate change is just something that these authoritarians are using to steal more of our freedoms and liberties and more of our money and our value and our life's worth and our family's value. So that's all it is. And this is apparently a very good documentary about that. Now here, this is a job opening in the Bitcoin space from the company Voltage, which Voltage, you can use their service to run a Bitcoin Lightning node. And so then you don't have to host the node yourself. They do everything on the back end, which is great. But anyway, this is a job posting. I just wanted to show this because there are a lot of jobs in Bitcoin. I mean, maybe not a lot, maybe not as many as the fiat world, obviously. But there are jobs in Bitcoin. And, you know, I think it's good if we encourage some of the young folks to learn Bitcoin, learn how to code, learn how to work in the Bitcoin space, because there, jobs like this are just going to become more and more, right? So, yeah. Now here, oh, this is funny, though. This is CoinMarketCap. I don't know if you know this website, coinmarketcap.com. It just, it's a great resource. And it, you know, one of the main reasons I look at it from time to time is just because it shows, it's like real-time price action. It shows the price of everything and the market caps and the ranking of the biggest cryptos and stuff. But somebody was having some fun and they made coin market crap. Yeah, Bitcoin and the top 99 shit coins by market cap. And look, here we go. Oh, number one, Bitcoin. And the rest are just S coins. Oh, that's pretty funny, right? Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's why I wanted to show it to you. And also, just a reminder, what would Jesus do? Jesus would end the Fed. That's what Jesus would do. All right, let's keep that in mind. Here's our website, fractalbitcoin.com. This link on top, click it, come over to our locals community, join it for free, hang out. And this is the place where we all hang out. And don't forget, the Bitcoin panel live stream happens every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Oh yeah, me and a bunch of cool people talk Bitcoin for an hour, and you can watch live and comment and ask questions. It's really great. So anyway, I appreciate you watching today. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and like the video and all that. It really helps. I appreciate you watching. I really appreciate all the good feedback you guys are giving me too. So thank you for that. And I'll see you in tomorrow's video. All right. Bye.